I woke the same as any other day, except a voice was in my head. It said, seize the day, forget your fear, drop your bullshit, and watch the love spread. The day I tried to live, I freed 1,000 killers' guilt and watched the flowers bloom. Yeah, the day I tried to win, I dangled from the heavens and let the angels shine. Yeah, singing one more time around my duet, one more time around Lotus Bloom, and one more time around Death Moon, and one more time around, let's do it. The day I tried to live, yeah. Yes. That is it, you beautiful love and light beings. From the depths of the root of this interesting zone we are in, all the way up beyond, I send you a shout out. I send you much love and understanding in the depths of your pain and your glory. The depths of your pain and your glory. Have you ever risen from the dead? Have you ever risen from the dead? What is death? Where are you now? Here we are. With experiences and possibilities. And like that lotus flower blooming from that mud, the muck, the death. What do you think of when you think of the mud? Is it pretty? Does it look good, or does it look like my kitchen right now? It's a little messy. Some would say there's crap all over the place. But the flower's blooming. The flower's coming from that mud. So we can thank all of the beautiful fertilizers of your mud and my mud. And there's another word for mud people may use around here. These parts, starts with an S, ends with a hit, right? So what does it mean to survive and thrive? What are we looking at here when we look around, we open our eyes? Or is it time to just feel the flower bloom? It can make you cry. The power of that flower. Rising from the dead. We can thank all the fertilizers. And maybe like me, you've been a fertilizer for others. So fertilizer, what is that? That's the same word. Starts with an S, ends with a hit. All the opportunities for growth here. But when you rise from the dead, you're going to rise. That flower is coming. It's blooming. That beauty is coming. It's not just one person. Who do we think we are anyway? Are we people or is there something else? When you rise from the dead, you feel the death, the beautiful darkness. You fertilize that, you feel that just stomping down. That pain, emptiness. Then there's a little light shining in there. A little hope. And just a little elevation. Up, 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 up. You are that light. And maybe like me, you've been the death. The mud and the flower. The flower's coming. Everything is possible. What's your definition of the flower blooming in your life, in your reality, in your community? What do you want to see around in the world? Wherever we are, this realm, one of many potentially. So many possibilities. And there's so many things you could just kind of let go by too and just be. You could just be. There's a hurricane out there. Right now. This voice is coming through a human brain. Appears to be male. Certain things, certain experiences growing, certain perspectives. To allow for an analogy that could be popular here. So, everybody's bracing for the storm. And that makes sense. There's a lot of storms. But when you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? I see a powerful being of love and light. You are the storm. You are the hurricane. As soft as you can be. So I learned a lot here. The hard way, as one might say. That seems to be popular here in this realm. Learning things the hard way. It's almost like the realm was created to do that over and over. Different ways for what some people might call growth. And that could be. And I have done it. And when you do that, you are the mud, you feel the mud, you feel the death. You have the right to rise from the dead. Here and beyond here. You have the right to be the most beautiful flower, the most beautiful lotus flower growing out of that mud, that whatever you want to call it, the toughest depths. And maybe without that mud, would it grow as strongly? Would it grow into a healthy, beautiful flower? I'm not sure. Maybe in certain realms, it wouldn't. Then here we are. You have the right to define what that flower looks like for you. The rise of the lotus. Because the definition is up to you. And your people, your friends, your enemies, whatever you decide you want to do, if that's what you want to do, with a dualistic situation, others will feel differently, potentially. They'll have other possibilities. And so we're going to lay those out now over time, and it's just going to happen. And it's beautiful. And it's really strange how things work. Some things coming through my head of all beings, you know, looking at myself right now, just trying to decide, am I worthy? Am I, loved? Am I worthy of being loved? Am I worthy of being love? Somebody who filed a document with the state of Florida and other places, and it wasn't me. I typed on the keyboard. I tapped it. There's so many other things that have helped me. This brain is learning them all the time. And are those things light or dark, good or bad? I don't know. Probably depends on the perspective. And really what matters is your perspective for yourself. For yourself. For the possibilities that are coming as the flower and the lotus blooms. You determine it. What kind of systems you want, who is rewarded, what kind of realities you want. Do you want systems where you can be artistic and free and relax and lay in the grass? I love that. I love laying in the grass, man. Oh my gosh. Feel the network of the earth. The beings speaking with you, beings that are you, potentially, or in reality, or whatever we might call. Maybe those two are the same. So yeah, confidence. Confidence. Confidence is big in this world. So what is possible? Everything. Everything is possible. and the gratitude that we can have for the people that have helped us, and how we would say maybe even the things that hurt us really badly, really, really, really deathly badly. The killers, the people in the news that we don't like, the people I don't like, myself, when I don't like myself. Let me do something right now. Let's think about something. Let's love. Do you want to do it? It's up to you. I'm going to look in the mirror and love all those things. It was that easy, just like that. You feel that? In this realm, those things can only make us stronger. That's how it works here. So thank you. Thank you, the comedy of the world, the comedy of the reality, the sadness, the despair, the loneliness. Oh my gosh, the loneliness. The conflicts. The guilt, anger. These are beautiful things. Because they're going to make the flower bloom even bigger. And that flower, it's not a person. It's everything. It's everything. Everything here, beyond here, anywhere else, and maybe even nowhere else. Maybe anywhere else and nowhere else, maybe that's the same. So, in a human body, I'm going to possibly say some things into a thing I'm holding, and maybe if you're interested, it will help you. You know? Because these are possibilities and you decide. So let's talk about evolving into awareness of values and beliefs. Where you're able to choose what you're doing with your time based on values and beliefs. And in a reality where you'll be able to know that you can be all right. And as you know you're all right, every single interaction goes from wondering about trust and keeping track of a number in your phone that determines your entire ability to live, to intention and attention. Intention, attention, and what you want. And that could be anything. Depends on you. People seem to want experiences here, you know? You want to find things yourself. You want to go through it. If everything was perfect, would we even exist? Without the deception, would this place even exist? All those things that can make us upset. With one giant harmony, harmonious all. Well, that all knows everything. It is everything. But right now, it seems like you and me were separate. We're ourselves. We have what we say is free will. And why? How is that possible? Is it because of the demons and the darkness and the deception? That would be pretty, some would say that would be pretty messed up. I would think that. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but I know that you can decide what's true for you. So there are so many possibilities, and I'm very thankful and honored by people and beings, and let's just say people that have really helped me, whatever I am. To be able to be free and have the courage to bloom just like you can, whoever you are, wherever you may be. Bloom out of what you thought was just another void, the darkness, the mud, the muck. The S hit and grow. And so it's going to grow. And I really appreciate you. So I love you all by your definitions. And also, whatever I am thinking here, by my definitions, whatever I think I am, all of them, all the definitions. And they are living together whether we know it or not. These ideas. So, we'll do what we do. I love you.